Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power of Words, Shiur number 29. There are many people that may feel the urge to insult somebody, but they don't do it themselves. Instead, they motivate another person to insult for them. That's subtle, that's manipulative, and that's where the person influences others to do their dirty work for them, and then they pull away. This usually falls into the Isser and the Torah of Lifnei Iver L'Yisitei Michshal, not to place a stumbling block in the path of the blind. And when you encourage someone or hint to somebody to insult another person, you're causing the one who is insulting to be violating a Torah commandment, and it's considered as if you yourself would be violating that very commandment. Sometimes you want to encourage someone to insult another person because that insulter has a sharp tongue or gets easily, easy to get them angry. And you feel that that person could do more devastating damage. So you're actually enjoying this emotional pain that you're wreaking havoc on. That you want to cause emotional pain to this victim that you dislike. And you're causing a spiritual loss to the insulter himself. So you're really doing a tremendous amount of damage. People are that manipulative at times. And sometimes you would encourage someone insulting. Oh, very sharp remark, very good remark, very geschmacka remark. You're feeding them to indulge them in this forbidden pleasure of insulting somebody else. There's a lot to talk about this catalyst complex or ability, where a person has the ability with his words to influence subtly, indirectly, with certain words, certain phrases, to incite somebody else to do something wrong. And people who have this power of ability, it's like a drug, and they use it to hurt people. It's so sad because this very power could be used to help people, to influence people for the better. And if someone does have a power of influence, of saying words that have effect on other people, then it's his obligation, her obligation, to use that wisely to build, not to destroy. When you hurt somebody constantly and you insult them, you lose friendships and enemies are created. Sinas chinam is created. Whether you're trying to use einas devarim because you're intimidating somebody or you want to show how sharp you are, it makes enemies. And enemies caused by insults is an unnecessary hardship in people's lives. It's totally avoidable. We run into issues with Hashem sometimes, not understanding things like tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquakes and other types of things. But many aspects, most aspects probably, of misery in this world is self-inflicted, man-made misery. And by insulting somebody, causing them to hate you, besides violating, obviously, the Torah commandment of not to place Lifnei Iver and other types of things, it creates sinna, it creates enemies, and it creates destruction. You read the Sfarim of the Chafetz Chaim, it's very, very clear. He explains it all through his Sfarim. Another cause of Einas Devarim is kinna, envy. When you're envious of somebody, you may want to show that you feel superior over that person by insulting him or her, belittling them. So be careful how you speak to somebody that you're envious of. You need to work on removing that envy. But if you have that envy, then you have to be exceptionally careful till you learn how to get rid of it. So that's very, very important. Another phrase that people use to hurt people is saying everyone knows. This concept of everyone knows is a powerful insult. When people say everyone knows you're a terrible person, everyone knows that you're paranoid, everyone knows this, everyone knows that. It's very painful to think that everyone knows something that's against you, that's negative. The concept of everyone knows this and that is obviously an exaggeration. The victim of that remark has the feeling that many, many people think negatively of him. It's a severe offense, causes tremendous pain. And the more pain, the bigger the aveira it is. This is a very vicious type of an insult. The whole world knows this about you. The whole world knows that about you. Or all those people who spoke against you, they're correct. Even if it's true that some people were guilty of lashon hara and spoke against the person, don't increase the damage by causing more pain. Very, very important. Now, if someone's mamish evil, and this is the problem, you know, people label other people as evil, and then all of a sudden everything's mutter. The Chafetz Chaim warned about this. That yes, someone that's mamish, a real true Russia, terrible influence that causes severe damage, you have a right to warn people against such a person. You have to ask halachic authorities about it, but extremely careful before doing something like that. So that's another aspect that one needs to be very careful with. Another part of being careful with a nas dvarim is very often people try to manipulate others by exaggerating their level of sensitivity. In other words, they overreact to a statement in order to appear weak, so others will show them special consideration. That's also a nas dvarim. You purposefully are overreacting to making people feel guilty when they didn't do anything wrong. And even if they did something wrong, it wasn't as severe as you made them believe it. So someone said like a small little joke and you go overboard in your reaction to it, crying and screaming and feeling hurt and I'm so hurt and you have to be careful with what you say to me. You're taking offense on something that really no offense was made and you realize it yourself. So beware if you have this tendency. If someone spoke a slightly insensitive, don't use that to use that as ammunition against that person to throw guilt on them. This is like sort of the reverse thing that people don't really understand that much, but it is true. Very often the victim and the perpetrator are mixed up with each other. The roidef is really the nirdef, and the nirdef is really the roidef. The person that seems like the victim, in many cases, when they overreact, when they're manipulative, they're more damaging and more of a roidef than the original person. So that is very, very important. So on one hand, yes, you're careful not to cause a sensitive person more pain, because you have to be careful with that. But people that are manipulative, that tend to do these things, they need to know they can't do these things. They can't they're looking for opportunities. Who am I going to get angry at when they're going to say something slightly insulting so I could use that against them to make their life a living Gehenna? These type of manipulations need to stop in our world, in the way we communicate with each other. Be honesty and respect and love and consideration to de-escalate things always. Even when something wasn't said the perfect way, to de-escalate situations, not aggravate them and make them worse. Bracha natzlacha.